You're listening to WHYY. Good morning. I'm Joanne Allen, WHYY News. It is 6:34. On the job, police officers often encounter people in mental health crisis. Street corner psychology is tricky. Situations can quickly get out of hand. At times, lethal force is used. So now, more and more police departments are training officers in how to spot and deal with mental illness. WHYY's behavioral health reporter Mike and Scott visited a workshop for officers in Montgomery County.
Officer Andrew Buchansky from the Upper Dublin Police Department is having a tough time. He's trapped between two people screaming in his ears. Another person is trying to get a message through to him.
You really think she's a cop? You really think she's a cop? Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe somebody.
Can you tell me what's the matter?
Lucky for Buchansky, this is just a role play to illustrate what it's like to hear voices inside your head. After a few minutes of simulated madness, Buchansky and Michelle Monzo, who teaches the workshop, discuss the experience.
It's hard to respond when you have the two voices going in your head.
Did you hear anything she said?
I did. I heard her say, "What can we do for you?"
Now imagine.
You can't turn that off.
Getting a better sense of what it's like to have a mental illness is one aspect of this three-day training course developed by Montgomery County Emergency Services, a nonprofit agency. Officers learn how to recognize signs of mental crisis and how to best interact with a person. For example, Michelle Monzo demonstrates officers' body language that might seem threatening.
How do I want to stand? Because first and foremost is safety. The second most important thing about my body language is what message am I sending to the mental health consumer who is in crisis? So if I stand like this, they're going to see your hand on your gun.
A frightened person with paranoid tendencies, an armed officer on high alert, that's a potentially explosive mix. Don Klein is criminal justice director with Montgomery County Emergency Services. He says routine police calls, like a person refusing to leave a store, can easily spiral into a danger zone.
The officer gets on scene and says, "You have to leave." Person doesn't respond. Officer says again, "You have to leave." So right away, an untrained officer go, "Well, you're just disrespecting me. You don't have any respect for the law," and it starts to escalate right there.
Trained officers, says Klein, will recognize when they are dealing with a mentally ill person and know how to talk them down. As this kind of police training becomes more common, you can see encouraging results, says Dan Abreu from the National Gaines Center, which researches this topic.
The individual programs are reporting that there's less injuries to the citizens, that there's less injuries to police officers as a result. So I think that there's, among law enforcement, an awareness that something different has to be done when working with people with mental illness.
Jack Klein of Norristown has struggled with mental illness most of his life. He often speaks to officers as part of these training sessions and stresses one point.
The importance of remaining calm and avoiding being John Wayne.
The way both sides are portrayed in movies and TV shows doesn't help the situation. Cops are shown as trigger-happy, and people with mental illnesses fare worse. Don Klein of Montgomery County Emergency Services sums up the pop culture stereotype.
You know, they're axe-wielding psychopaths that would rather kill you and wear your skin and wear masks than talk to you, and that's absolutely not true.
People with mental illnesses are actually far more likely to become victims of a violent crime than to commit one themselves. Officer Ed Haley of Abington Township says meeting people living with mental illness during the training has made a big impression.
It was good to be able to see people who are, you know, rehabilitated and productive and doing things. It gives me more of an ability to see people in their darker times, to be able to see them in a positive light later and better help them and be more patient.
Fellow officer Joe Blythe says he now has some tools to prevent a single incident from turning into a chronic problem.
We're in a position to kind of usher in help rather than remove them from the situation and then just solve things on the scene at that time. But if we can fix things, then we don't have to worry about going back at that location over and over and over and over again.
And this, says Dan Abreu of the National Gaines Center, is crucial for success. Officers have to know what mental health resources are available so they can find help for people in crisis rather than just shuffling them off to jail. From the Behavioral Health Desk, I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.